Good day, everyone. My name is Sifu Cicero, and I'm from the School of Qi Energy Heals. Today I have with me my instructor, Sifu Jones, and we're going to go over energy form training. Specifically, Sifu Jones, we have students who've recently read your article on using form with the Qi Energy Method, and they have some more questions. Are you open to answering these today?
Yes, I am. In fact, this is going to be kind of a series of things, of articles and MP3s that we'll probably do on Form Qi or Qi Forms. How that is so different than moving Qi. Between Form Qi and moving Qi is pretty stark as you get further into learning how to do the process.
I'm just going to open it up with a very general question. This is from somebody who has not done energy work before, and they just wanted to know what energy forms are all about.
Well, what we've found out through science is that Qi energy or this bioenergy that we're talking about are really broken down to biophotons. Photons are basically this form of light that is broken into subatomic particles and start out that way, and it's really what puts together everything. What we do is our body puts out these biophotons, and biophotons is a type of light, just like photons are. What we do is teach a student how to build up this form of light that they do put off naturally.
Well, that leads into the next question. What is energy form training?
Well, energy form training is what we're really teaching in our school, because what we found out that everybody puts out these biophotons or this bioenergy. Nobody really takes the time to harness it or to be able to build it up in a usable format. That's what we teach in the school, is that process of building up form. Now, there's a lot of energy modalities out there that will help you build up your energy so that you can feel it in a physical way. And we basically say that, yeah, this is a moving qi. And there are a lot of things that you can do with moving qi, but we take it to a step even further where you start learning to move this moving qi into a usable form that stays in place. That's where we're so much different than other places out there. They don't really teach this process of putting your qi into a form or into place like we do in the school.
It's interesting because we have an energy worker that asks, I'm used to working with the chakras all the time. How are energy forms different than chakras?
Well, chakras certainly are the same thing as what we call vortexes. It's like a moving tornado. What that feels like, literally, you'd feel the spinning in place, and it feels like a moving tornado as you get into that type of training where you would work with chakras or your own body's vortexes. And in the school, we teach students that their body has 7 different of these vortexes that happen naturally, and then we also teach them how to, by using different training devices, how that they can individually make a vortex form. Vortex forms are kind of an in-between of moving qi and then form qi, of what we're ultimately teaching them how to do, of putting qi into place. Vortexes is that process that will help you form your qi in place even better than you could on your own by simply learning that type of training too.
Mm. This next question kind of encompasses a lot, and I'll leave it up to you how you'd like to break it down. The student wants to know, what is the difference of qi energy forms in year 1 and then in year 2? And then in year 3, right up into the graduate level program.
Well, the biggest difference is in the amount of the buildup that you do over that process of those years. In the first year, when you first start doing form qi, you're not really able to put out as many biophotons as you can in the second or the third year. As you learn stronger energy exercises, you actually are able to put out more of this energy or biophoton. The more biophotons you can put out and then form them into place using images in your mind, this is that process, as you're using your mind as well as your energy form is going to go into a mental image, and you're putting it always into gear using this electricity type of a feeling. Because what we found out is bioenergy or qi energy works just like electricity does, and since it works the same way it does, if you go in there with that process in your mind, okay, well, this qi is electricity, they act the same way, well, then I can use what's usable for electricity or the rules that govern electricity. If you learn those rules, and that's basically what we start teaching students, is the rules involved of using electricity. If you're going to use electricity or biophotons in this particular way, and they act the same way as electricity does, you're better off learning how electricity works. And so that's what we do, is give them a working knowledge of this electrical process of how you can use electricity in these specific ways to actually form in place. Since electricity is very hot and destructive by nature of just the way it is, it was really strange to us that we could find out that that electricity is something that you can cool down, that you can actually form it and put it in place like it does. And in the science world, they have actually done that on small scales like this. And so we know that this is possible to do with these biophotons. And there's all sorts of new information they found out about qi. In the early days, we just thought it was this mysterious energy that comes out of your body, and we weren't quite sure of how it worked or anything. With quantum physics going as far as it has now, it's really amazing that they've broken it down and said, okay, well, these biophotons are really what are happening and coming out of your body, and that each of these biophotons can actually store up to 4 megabytes of information in them. And so using your mind, you can do all sorts of cool things with this energy that you put out. Who knew? You can learn these type of things now with the energy.
You know, and that leads right into the next question. What is some of the practical application uses of using an energy form?
Well, like in the first article I wrote, I said, well, using an energy form, you can learn to, like, change the inner temperature of your body. You can change your heart rate, your blood pressure, and make them or normalize them out in the way you want to. You can raise them or you can lower them, and you not only learn to do it on yourself, but you learn to do it in a physical way on somebody else so that they can actually feel this energy go through you. And there's all sorts of reasons to cool your energy down because, like we say, electricity is already really hot, and to work with it in that way, you know, just kind of has too many bad properties to it, so it causes all sorts of bad side effects on yourself. And so by learning to cool down your energy, you can work with it in such a better way. And heat expands anyway, so when it's too hot, you really can't form energy into a usable or a workable form, one that will hold in place. And that's really what we're trying to teach the students, is this component of holding and keeping your energy into a form or a place so that you can use it in a physical way. You know, later on, as you build up enough energy, you can literally contract out either your own muscles or that of another person simply by learning these different energy forms. So we start them out with a basic form in year one, and it's cotton ball type of form, more of just using a blob to move it around your body, and it really works in this really cool way. As you practice doing the tri concepts, it's a practice that you do that will take some time, and you have to teach your body these different type of techniques, and all along the way, we give you all these either training devices to use or all these nuggets of information that if you plug them in, you'll be able to do that so much easier than you could normally. But simply because using cool energy, it condenses into this usable form, it's so much easier to actually make this physical form that your body senses can physically feel. Anybody else's body can physically feel as you keep continuing along that way. Then in the second year, we start adding to the form. You get much more specific in the use of the form, and then we also start teaching you much stronger energy exercises than the first year. So it's this build-up of allowing your body to get used to getting energy to flow through it in a much bigger way than it's ever done, and it's this process of allowing your glands to get stronger and your nervous system in general to get much stronger, because as you continue to do these on a regular basis, they build up your internal system really strong.
I have a question that is asked all the time, and they want to know, can I use my energy form with meditation?
Well, sure. In fact, generally, you'll find that most of the stuff that we teach will work so much better when you're very relaxed than trying to do any of this stuff in a stressful way. What we found, the way electricity works, if you tighten up a body one place or another, all the electricity, if it's moving around, goes to that particular area that you tighten up. And it works so much better doing form chi in this process of learning this whole thing, of doing it in a very relaxed way so that you can specifically put this energy or guide it to the way you want it to go or to where you want it to go. And a lot of times people try to introduce or put like breaths into it or different tightening processes into this format, and it really, that's not how electricity works real well, and so they really get mixed results for the most part. Whereas as you continue to do the things that we're talking about, it leads literally to processes where you can use it for anything from telekinesis to levitation to in touch with your spirit in a real way.
This again opens up another question about energy, and this one student says, I can move energy of various types, I can accumulate it, I can concentrate, but I don't understand the difference between projecting it. Is that the same as an energy form?
No, it really isn't. Projecting it is just projecting out moving chi or moving electricity. And electricity moves somewhat like water does. It's always in motion. You can't really form it in a particular place unless you're using a container. What we're going to use with electricity is building a container with your mind and using that particular container in an image. This image will collect the electricity or allow it to guide the electricity into a form that you want it to do. That's the process that you go through, and it's not a quick process. It's this repetition. You constantly are building these images in your mind. You're really doing it for just like short periods of time. That's where most people will see that our system is so different than other systems, because a lot of systems out there, you can do the energy work that they're doing for 2-4 hours, even up to 8 hours, and not a whole lot will happen. Whereas people that get into this particular method, the max that they can train in a particular day is up to 2 hours, and they'll find that even just sticking at an hour really does everything they would want them to do. Only the most hardcore would go more than that, and they probably would go through a lot more side effects simply because they're putting too much energy at one time through their body. And, you know, you allow your body to build up a little bit at a time, and the energy exercises that we use are so strong that you really don't want to put in all these hours. You want to put in about an hour worth of time a day. And the cool thing about what we teach is as you get better and better at this, the time that you put in each day goes down and down, and so that by the time you're in the instructor year, you really don't want to work over 20-30 minute period in a day, because in that 20 to 30 minutes that you do your workout, it's so much stronger than other people's workouts that may be working for 8 hours. And a lot of people will teach you how to move around chi, but the difference between moving chi and form chi is really stark. Power-wise, a form will contract out your muscles very easily, whereas moving chi, if you get enough moving chi, you can sometimes do that, or you can sway people back and forth type of thing. But a form can actually cause all sorts of situations to happen that you would never get in moving chi.
Can you physically feel this form?
Well, that's it. That's what we're talking about, is something that you can actually physically feel, that you know you're feeling it because you can see your muscles contract out as a result of sending this energy form through a particular area of the body. For instance, if you took an energy form down a person's arm, you can watch the muscles contract out all the way along the line as you're going through with that form from, let's say, their shoulder down to their fingertips. You would feel that all the way from top to the bottom, and your muscles would literally contract out as the energy form went through there. Well, the other thing I did want to bring up is a bit about the tri concept, because we're always explaining what that's about, and that it's got to be a component of your form chi if you really want to be able to get to a higher level. That heat really is going to cause a problem somewhere along the line, and somewhere along the line you have to learn this process of cooling down your energy. It's not really a hard process if you learn it, if you go about it in a very precise way. Most people can learn how to change their inner temperature with just in a month or two of practice when they do it in this specific manner that we teach, and it really helps them to get to a much higher level because they can build up so much more energy in their body. And then the other thing is making the energy feel good in the first place, and getting your energy to feel good is really an important thing if you're going to build up a lot of energy in the body. If it doesn't feel good, you really can't handle it. It'll just cause an argument or a fight to come out of you, and pretty soon you're going to try to dump all that energy out one way or the other, because energy that doesn't feel good doesn't feel good. And if you build it up and you make the energy feel good that you're building up, and all these good benefits come out of it, and your body likes that kind of energy in the first place, and you can store so much energy in your body when it feels good than if you weren't making it feel good, or if you're just making it feel okay. Okay energy has a tendency to go over to the bad feeling side as you keep building up stronger and stronger. And when it's feeling good, you can just build that energy up all the time, and you never really have problems with good feeling or cool energy. And that's really what makes up the tri concept, is this using this form and then putting this good feeling to the form and this coolness to the form. And these are things that make up our foundation of form chi. And then we use very precise ways of teaching a student how to do that. And by doing that, they themselves will be able to physically feel their own chi. And then people they would project their chi at would be able to physically feel it within a short period of time. And that's really what's making us so much different than other places out there that teach this, is they really don't teach this ability to hold the chi into a place where you can use it as an actual forum that will do stuff for you. That's where our school comes in play. And so anybody that has trouble or isn't getting what they want out of their energy modality, they don't see this natural progression or they see themselves getting better on a regular basis, they should check out our school and we'll show them that this is something that they can see that on this continual basis themselves get better. And we can literally take them to the instructor level or this pro level where they themselves can get some of this stuff that we talk about down and be able to do it themselves.
Oh, thank you so much, Sifu Jones.
All right. Have a good one.